Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
She goes, this might be the last time he visits. And I said, this is in front of my father.
Oh, no.
And I said, what do you mean?
Whoa.
She goes, I've been thinking about this. This probably is going to be the last World Cup we'll spend together. Like this in this like sweet little Latin way. And my dad's like,
is this a mortality thing she's talking about?
Because she's like, the World Cup's going to be in another 4 years. Who knows if he'll make it to 86?
Mike, there's another product that you didn't mention. It's a cruller. They call it the Blue Toe.
The Blue Toe. Yes, sirree.
I have a leather scimitar prop from Ernest Goes to Africa, which was actually a movie they made. It does not hold up.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
The TMOS fruitcake has returned, but only for a limited time. Order yours today at MikeOMaraShow.com. The same great taste you remember at the same price as last Christmas. Get yours while you still can. Delicious, festive, and every purchase supports TMOS. It's fruitcake time, but only if you order right now. MikeOMaraShow.com. This is a limited time offer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world, you are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Welcome to the party, and please join us along with our friends in great places like Turkey, North Carolina, Pietown, New Mexico, Cranberry, New Jersey. Look at who's enjoying. There's one person of the three of us that's enjoying this the most.
These are the potato, food cities, right?
Potato Island. Well, yeah. It's Thanksgiving.
Well, he can't have any of that stuff.
Yeah, well, we might discuss that.
Yeah.
Potato Island, Connecticut, Corn, Oklahoma, and Yam, Uzbekistan.
Yam.
Yeah, Yam. That's
Chad
very good. I'm
Yam.
Glad that's bringing you such joy.
Instead of Chad Ram.
Chad Yam.
Get me started on him. welcome to our last regular show before Thanksgiving break for us. We are going to give you a very good bonus show tomorrow. Is it up tomorrow, the bonus show?
Bonus show goes up mañana, tomorrow afternoon, so they can have it throughout the holiday.
Great for holiday travel, yes. Mike. Excellent.
Listen again and again. How about every time you listen to it, you buy a fruitcake?
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
An angel
for
gets its wings.
Good trade-off.
That would be wonderful for our...
a pot angel.
Our show. All my babies are safe at home, so I'm very, very happy
That's
about
awesome.
That.
That's awesome.
So sweet when you talk about us that way.
No, he's talking about
I'm not
his
talking
daughters.
About you guys.
Oh, okay.
I know where you are. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, we're safe.
Were your daughters on time?
I think everybody was super on time.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, got in, and jet-lagged daughter, Catherine, and her man, Dennis, because they flew the red-eye from L.A. to Miami, rented a car, and came across the alley.
That's rough.
Which, by the way, if you ever go, you might hear about Alligator Alley. It's referenced a lot. People know it. It's the connective tissue between the West Coast and the East Coast of Florida down here at the tip. Just the tip. Down here at the receptacle tip of Florida, be aware of the fact that if you cross that thing, you're not going to see alligators, and B, you're going to see nothing. It is a very, very tedious slog to go across it. Now, if you take the old Alligator Alley,
yes,
which is Route 41, otherwise referred to as the Tamiami Trail.
Oh, I've heard
or
of this.
The Tampa-Miami Trail. You have probably a better chance of seeing a gator or two because it's an older road. You're closer to the water and you can see it. But the main drag, which is interstate, this is a little Florida culture for you.
Sure.
Not culture. Information. I-75, you really don't see anything, and it is a tedious drive. So they were both pretty gassed when they arrived yesterday, probably at about... They were here when I got done with the show yesterday, so they got here about 9:30.
Is Alligator Alley still a morning show host down there?
Alligator Al.
Oh, Al it
yeah,
is.
Al.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's a country guy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, country rock. He's got a big mullet. A
lot of Alabama.
Alligator Alley.
The Alligator Rally in the Alley is the annual festival they have.
A lot of fun. Yes. A lot of fun. Yeah. All this has nothing to do with a guy named Alligator. You could probably refer to Bubba the Love Sponge. That's a Florida classic
Staple.
DJ you know, down here. Todd Clem. Yeah. But anyway, that's...
Mike, a heritage disc jockey.
You had a feud. He invited you over to his compound.
That's
right.
I never would have done that.
Yeah.
That would have been insane to go into that environment.
You don't go on
I remember those days. I remember how horrible that was. That's a No. One-on-one with disc jockeys, like if you go... And, like, eyeball them, it's usually not going to be that bad. Very rare is that. Over the phone, a different story. That's when the cowardice really comes
Didn't we
through,
once so. Have Todd Clem on an onboarding call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, hi, Mike. And I was just like, it was just funny because I'd
hi,
made fun
Sponge.
Of him. But I don't, you know, but it was nice, I think, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't anything bad.
You know, and then, I'm 63. I don't do DJ feuds, and I'm not a big enough guy to.
That feud went down like 3 years ago.
It wasn't really a feud. It wasn't a feud.
He's like, come on down.
Yeah, come on up to Tampa.
Yeah, come on up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. You know.
I think I'm busy that day, Sponge.
I don't.
Come on up. Hulk Hogan's wife will be here.
I don't, you know, not put myself through that. It would be ridiculous. Yeah. I wouldn't
great
want to do
it. Exposure for the show.
It would be good exposure for the show, but not enough that would kick us over.
Not for the mental PTSD.
Speaking of exposure for the show, one of the things I'm always thinking, forward thinking with that, there's just so much great stuff out there. There's a guy my daughter turned me on to, been around for a while, stand-up guy named Tom Segura.
Oh, and, he's a blockbuster. He's like A-lister
just,
now.
I think a very good stand-up comedian. Would I put him in the great category? No. But his podcast is extremely funny. And there was a scene where the two bears are on there, and he's giving his buddy a birthday gift. And it's a... It's just hysterically funny. And he's giving his buddy, Tom Segura is giving his buddy a teacup that he claims was used by
Bert Kreischer. Bert Kreischer.
Just funny stuff. And one of the things I love about having my kids come here is because I get exposed to things that I haven't been exposed to before.
Yeah.
So... you know, going forward, love to get some of these funny people on our show. It's a lot. Because there's a lot of great stuff out there. And now this is the way, you know, people my daughter's age, kids in their 20s, consume comedy and pop culture. It's out there. It's out there in the pop.
Have you picked up any? Have you picked up any slang from your kids, or have you noticed any slang that is foreign to you?
Not really. No.
Okay.
No, I mean, no, it's, you know, it's, have you?
Well, Robert is, he'll bust out. One that he says a lot is fire. It's a kind of fire. And I just like, what?
What is it? How does he use it?
It's kind of fire or it's fire
it's cool.
or I'm fire.
Like
it's
fire
cool.
is cool.
Yeah. Like, he uses it a lot. And so now sometimes I'll text him and he'll just text back a picture of fire.
Of a flame.
Yeah.
Like it's a derivative of this roof. This roof is on fire.
I don't think he'd catch that.
No, I didn't know.
The my daughter said to me, I said, Dad, you are not woke.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Did she mean you had dozed off?
What did you say?
I didn't say anything. I was just using it as slang. I said, that is right on fleek.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Did you accuse something of being groovy?
Yuck. That's even old. I sent you a TikTok for us to do on the show with all the
to analyze. Yeah.
What happened to that?
I have it. Yeah, we haven't gotten around to it. It required too much.
You didn't. You chose not to use it then. Is that what that is? I don't know what the dynamic is between you two, but
I pulled.
Did you not
think
it was funny?
It was okay. There was a lot of youngsters, you know, the slang in it, and it was a good use of it, but. I didn't have a chance to get with Robert and decode it. Maybe I can do it this weekend and figure out what exactly it means. I do have it.
I guess the premise of the, because I didn't understand it. I said, if you can get together with Robert and figure out what this means, you can give us
it's obviously a breakup.
You can give us a quiz on this new vernacular that is supposedly English.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the history of slang and if slang is like, a musical hit, whether something sticks or it doesn't stick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because,
like, for example, you have certain slang. Fire is, there have always been expressions to say something is cool, something is great, something is spectacular. You know, that's
the word
that's
cool.
money back in the swingers.
Money is now sort of it's almost like a parody of itself. To say something is money is almost like ironic.
I don't think so.
But you know what has stuck around a long time is awesome. And awesome was a big deal in the 80s. I mean, that was like the new thing to say. And right. Now it's still thing that someone says.
What about
awesome.
No cap? I'm sure you've heard it. You'd be confused by it, as I was.
What is
no cap?
Yeah, no cap is you're not kidding or like conveying that it's true. Like are you telling the truth?
I don't know. That's sus.
Like no BS.
So no S?
No S. No is S. No cap.
No cap?
Yeah.
Do you know where it comes from? What cap is short for? Or?
The phrase originated in reference to the decorative gold teeth. apparently, if they're not real gold teeth and they're just decorative, they're cap.
I like how you took sort of a documentarian tone with yes. that. It references.
So are you
gold
saying
teeth.
That some of the gold teeth? Hold on a second, because I don't know a lot about grills and things like.
Aren't grills just
are
caps?
You telling? Well, that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
It's just a gold plate that goes over the tooth, right?
Yeah, but you can get a permanent gold tooth.
Well, is that done?
Yes.
A solid gold tooth?
Absolutely.
Well, it would have
like
to
you
be...
can get a gold implant?
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, it would have to be a pretty hard... I mean, it would have to be like 10 carat, because if it was 14 or 18, it would get all beat
up.
It's too soft.
The kids call them perms.
So it's like a permanent gold tooth.
Yeah, those perms.
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's fascinating.
Will you please play that for your son so we can try to figure it out?
Yes, I will this weekend.
That'd be fascinating.
Now, I'm going to get this out of the way, and we have a wonderful talking head coming up in just a second here. But one of the things we did yesterday, and I didn't do this. I don't know why I did it. I did it because curiosity. I did this because I wanted my kids to see what really happened down here. A few weeks ago, a friend of mine had said that that the videos that you see from Fort Myers after Hurricane Ian in no way show you what really happened down here. And believe me, you've gotten aerial shots, you've seen it, but when you're on the ground, you realize what the deal was. Yesterday, they have now opened Bonita Beach Road. And they have opened the entire Fort Myers Beach area. There is a curfew that's still in place. And when I had my motorcycle down here, when I first moved down here, I called it the Loop. And what it is I would take the Loop from Bonita all the way through Fort Myers Beach and then come back inland up to where I live. So yesterday we went out and we were planning on just going out to grab a bite to eat. And then I said, you know what? We're going to go down Bonita Beach Road and see. I'm going to show you what happened. So, since you know everybody's from another area, and I'm going to show you what it is. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I thought that I had really seen, based on debris fields and the stuff coming up here.
So this was your first time too.
My first time going through there. I had gone down Bonita Beach Road and then turned around, but this time I went all the way through the town of Fort Myers Beach. Which is gone, by the way, and it was the scale, the sheer scale of this. I just never really processed it properly. In fact, you tend to forget. You see the stacked up shrimp boats, and you see the power when you are next to them, and when you see entire houses that have been lifted off of their foundations. And thrown across the street. And when you see the cars that are still in the canals down here and you see the dunes of sand that have been stacked up because they're being scraped out of the places they shouldn't be, the sheer scope of that, think about us down here during the holidays. There are a lot of people that are still going through it down here, but I had no – I don't know what I had missed. I thought perhaps it was more concentrated. In the immediate Times Square area of Fort Myers Beach, it's not. And the power of wind and water, I don't think I'll ever see anything like this again. I've never seen anything like it. I know that hurricanes do amazing amounts of damage, and I know hurricanes have taken a lot of lives. I didn't realize just the power of it is unbelievable. And there are houses standing, and there are houses that are gone, and there are houses that are almost intact, literally moved across the street, which you look at something like that and you see it. And yesterday was silence. We were driving along and we're talking, and there was a lot of, oh my God, look at that, look at that. And then it just got quiet because we looked at how much destruction is down there. And we're talking, you know, you'd heard speculation about months, years. This is multiple years before this. I had heard that there are a lot of people down there that are probably never going to come back. And when you see it, you realize why. Because it is, it's so overwhelming what it's going to take and to get people back on their feet down there and get people back to that area. I don't know what it's going to look like, but wow. And it's just stunning. Stunning. I just didn't realize, even living here, how much the shoreline, when you're dealing with a storm surge of how many feet it was, I forgot now how many, 18 feet or some ridiculous amount, what that does to buildings, what that does to cars, what that does to the mangroves when you look to your right and you just see just miles of debris that are in there. So it had been a long time since we'd reflected, since you go back to the end of September when we suffered a Hurricane Ian.
I know that the
just amazing.
The national news has moved on, of course. I mean, it was...
Well, that happens right away.
That happens right away. But how is your local news? Are they still referring to it, or are they...
Every day. Yeah,
okay.
Every day about different people that are, you know, taking up... And it's Thanksgiving, so there's a lot of outreach for that. The thing I wanted to say about this this hurricane is... I knew that it was bad. I didn't know the scale of it. I thought it was concentrated. It's not concentrated. It was just a massive area down there, and I don't know what it'll look like. You know, Times Square, the touristy area that I took you you guys to,
right.
That's one thing. Okay, the best way I can, since you guys have both been down there, mm-hmm. remember, I think our street was Ohio Street,
yes.
or something
mm-hmm.
like that, right, where we... I don't know if that's around. I don't know if the homes are even there anymore.
No. The Hooters is gone.
Hooters is gone. Yeah. That was basically right at the end of our street.
Right at the corner.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's why, it was the closest restaurant. We weren't there for the wings.
No. You know? No, we were. We were there for the wings.
No, yes. We were there for the beers.
The beers, right.
Yeah, ice cold beers.
It was just.
Coldest beer
because
in town.
These are, the Hooters would have been an older structure, I think.
It was
I don't
an
think
older
that was
structure.
A new building.
It was one of a structure that looked like it was probably built in the 80s, 70s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just, you know, you think that you've seen it. So, you know, take a moment to think about the folks down here, because it is something to, you know, just reflect on. And who knows what it'll be when they ultimately, years from now, rebuild, because it's going to be years. And the people down here that are these disaster teams that come down and have RV cities down here where they live next to the debris. It goes on and on and on. Mm. And I'm not sure other areas that have suffered these hurricanes. I don't know. I don't know where we rank on the scale of how much destruction there was down there. So give us a thought, and heart goes out to the people that are dealing with that. And wow, somebody was right when they told me you don't get it until you look at it and see what happens. So
our prayers are with the community.
Yeah,
it sucks. It's and it'll be a long time.
Yeah, I would love to see if we can put that banner back up for the organization.
Let's do that through the holidays.
Yeah, we should keep that up.
Good idea. Let's bring in our talking head right now, Daniel Boatsman. I wonder if he lives on the water. Daniel lives in Spokane, Washington, with his kind of wife, Erin. Sinner! They've been together for 14 years. He has a son, Sam, who is about to turn 13. Daniel has been listening to us, thanks to his friends Chris and Mike, since 2008. There he is. Oh, another bearded guy. Lots of beards this week. And he is a podcast listener since day one. His day job is in real estate. He works for his brother, who is a real estate agent. He also works as a background actor, a.k.a. an extra and has done lots of background work with his dad. He became a background actor thanks to the classic Peter Dinklage motion picture, Knights of Badassdom. I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah.
He is an avid collector of Jim Varney Ernest P. Worrell memorabilia. That'll buy the extra home. His favorite part of the show is the natural banter between the principals that make him feel like he is being excluded from a casual friendship. It's all scripted. And Daniel's nut allergy once resulted in Ray Liotta being pissed at him. Intrigued? You should be. Now here's Daniel Boatsman. Hi, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. How's the pre-Thanksgiving weather out in Spokane, Washington?
It's been icy. Halloween, it just started getting icy, and it's just like just enough that it's just crappy out.
Yeah. I love that part of the world. I loved getting a chance to go out and visit there.
I have a quick question for Daniel.
Oh, go
Daniel,
right
are you sure that your headphone mic is engaged? Because I feel like we're talking to you into your computer. Can you tap your mic?
He doesn't have a headphone mic, does he?
It's built into the headphones.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure, because I feel like we hear a little bit of an echo, right?
We double-checked it.
Okay, he's good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Disregard, sir. Mm-hmm. My apologies.
We're good. We're good. Okay. Yeah.
Can you show us right out of the gate? Can you show us a piece of Jim Varney memorabilia? Ernest
walk
scared
around
stupid.
Here. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Quite a bit.
What is the alien sparkly thing in back of your head? What is that?
Oh, this is a sculpture that has lights on it.
That's cool.
It's a metal sculpture.
Does it have anything to do with Jim Varney?
No. Okay. No, but these words in this order. I have a leather scimitar prop from Ernest Goes to Africa, which was actually a movie they made.
Hold it. Ernest Goes to Africa?
Yes, it does not hold up.
I'm not a connoisseur of the Ernest series, but I didn't know there was an African version of that.
Yeah, 1997.
I don't think you could make that movie now, could you?
You shouldn't have made it then. No.
It's hysterical. Ernest. Why the fascination with Jim Varney? By the way, I'll be honest with you. When it came to the commercials, hey, Vern, I have to say, I think he was a magnetic personality. I think it was fantastic. Did it warrant a series of films? Perhaps not, but I too found him to be irresistibly fun.
My favorite stuff of his was the commercials and the weird improv-y things. The guy was really funny, and then they put him in movies that weren't.
Mm. Yeah, that's
true. Didn't you meet him once, and when he wasn't doing the Ernest thing, wasn't he like Shakespearean sounding, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, Ernest, well, he came on the show
and
did an interview, and when he did an interview with us... he was not engaging because he just would say, so how you doing? He said, I don't know. Okay.
Weird.
All right, Jim. It was weird and like he was burned out, and that's the way he did it. I think a lot of people, when they do massive amounts of radio, they would just get to a point where they'd be burned out and they just want to F with people. You know, Gilbert, God rest his soul, Gilbert Gottfried, when he was doing the Yakov Smirnoff, he wasn't into doing an interview that day, and he ended up having fun by doing the Yakov Smirnoff thing for a half an hour because he was bored. And I think Jim Varney was the same way. And that's when, you know, we were asking legitimate questions of a guy that's doing an Ernest movie. It was silly. You know, he maybe shouldn't have been on the show at all. But cool.
What was Ernest's fame, I guess, apex? From
90s?
From our historian side. Is it the Christmas movies?
The Christmas, Ernest Goes to Jail, Ernest Scared Stupid, Camp.
Wasn't Ernest Scared Stupid the pinnacle? Wasn't that the biggest
film? I would
think
his pinnacle is when he got to play Jed Clampett in the Beverly Hillbillies reboot, because that was sort of a big budget film.
Yeah. He did, for the promo for that movie, he did a hilariously awkward interview on the Chevy Chase show when it was on for a few days. you know,
for a few days, Chevy Chase, yeah, the worst television host in the history of talk shows. Absolutely. Yeah. Going away.
Yeah, go on YouTube if you want to see Jim Varney play a dulcimer at Chevy Chase. It's very confusing.
You say Adam, it's like he's doing it violently towards Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase does not want to be in the room with this thing happening.
I've got the box office here, gentlemen.
Okay.
Just so everybody's playing at home. Top three grossing movies for Ernest.
Oh, not of the all series. Time.
No, just the series.
Yes.
So at number three, 87, May of 87, Ernest Goes to Camp, $23 million and some change. On 88, Ernest Saves Christmas, $28 million, some change. And April 6th, 1990, Ernest Goes to Jail, $25 million plus. What is it? International box office of 30, total of 35 box office.
He died at 50, by the way.
Young guy,
he died
right?
a young yeah. guy. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. He was. It was the 90s when 87 was Ernest Goes to Camp. So that was late 80s, early 90s.
Did you ever get the pleasure of meeting him?
No, I did not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've talked to other people.
He had the big casino. That's what killed him.
Oh, okay.
The extra characters in the movie. The funny thing is, every year now at Montgomery Ball State Park in Tennessee, they have an Ernest Day where they filmed Ernest Goes to Camp every year.
That's cool. Have you been?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what I would say about it.
Okay.
That's fire.
Yeah, it's
literally.
Yeah.
Campfire.
So who are your friends Chris campfire. And Mike that turned you onto the show?
Oh, shout out to Chris and Mike. They both of their dads, if you guys want to feel old, both of their dads listened to Don and Mike growing up.
Yeah.
Wow. Or when we were growing up, and they kind of just got me listening to you guys and followed since the podcast kind of started. So
I love that, though. Yeah, I love that, the fact that it gets,
put your children onto this. It's a very pipeline of listeners.
We count on it, yes. Because Oscar's greatest fear is the aging out of of the listening audience.
And the hosts.
All right. So you work, I'm fascinated by a background actor. An extra. Yeah. Now, do they shoot a lot of stuff up in the Washington State area? Do they do Spokane, or do you travel to do this background stuff?
No, it's all been in area here. There's the local talent company, North by Northwest. They've been getting kind of like smaller movies made. The big one was Z Nation, the Sci-Fi Channel zombie show. I got killed in that every season.
You that did?
Yeah.
Would you dress up as a zombie? Would they make you up as a zombie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I spent an entire episode, and it was like 10-hour days, like laying down in the dirt in a junkyard with like fake guns strapped to me and stuff. So.
Mm. Do you get the same pay for laying still that you would if you were like walking around as an extra?
Weirdly, yes. Yeah.
Wow.
It's actually harder just to lay there. And
I would
do
think
nothing.
So, yeah.
Count cheap.
It actually, for continuity between shots, it actually is a little bit harder.
Oh, I believe it. I can't imagine trying to do that. Like, where was my arm?
So how did you get into that? I'm curious. Because I got my actor daughter from LA here, and I don't know whether she's even interested in that. She most recently auditioned for something on the CW. I forgot
what it was.
She's
looking for living roles, Mike.
I don't know. I don't know what is. I have no idea what she does. She's beautiful, though. Catherine looks great. She really does. She looks fantastic.
Could we say hi to her?
Stop it.
She's still sleeping.
Beauty sleep, Oscar.
You just calm down. Just calm down.
I'm a happily married man.
I know you are.
Well,
I know
he's married.
We heard about that. So how do you get into that type of work?
Honestly, so yeah, that you said in the intro thing that they were filming a LARPing movie, a movie about LARPing, you know, just like play acting in the park,
live action role play, Mike. Yeah. LARPing,
the dorks with fake swords.
Yeah. I feel like today I feel 130 today because I'm hearing terms that I don't know.
LARPing is something you easily forget.
Yes,
I unfortunately have had we did for some time. We had an intern worked on Don and Mike. Worked on the Michael Mara show, worked on Big O and Dukes for a little bit, and he was a LARPer.
That's who
led us. I don't remember the kid's name now, but I remember I was like, what do you do? What's a LARPer? And I thought it was some live action sport.
Yeah.
L.A., you know, he starts with LARPing.
Yeah.
And he said, no, we go to parks in our medieval costumes and essentially play with fake swords and spells and then we drink beers. And it's just, it's Dungeons and Dragons comes to life.
Yeah.
Were you a LARPer, Daniel?
No. So this was, they were looking for extras for this movie and I didn't get hired for that. But then I got into the pool within the
extras pool.
Yeah. And so
I would imagine it's a little dull, right? To do the extra thing. A lot of waiting around when you're doing that type of thing.
A lot of hurry up and wait and a lot of reading time.
Yeah, but it's fun because you're actually around people that like theater and things like that and perform.
Yeah.
How would you rate the experience of being an extra?
Here's the thing. The last couple hours of each day of shooting, you never want to do this ever again in your entire life. And then as soon as you're on the drive home, you're like, that was great. That was a lot of fun.
Because you're sitting on your ass all day long with some book. And when we did it once on a couple of shows out in Los Angeles.
You're on television.
We did Babylon 5. I think that's what.
Which,
it was.
By the way, for some people, they freak out the fact that you were able to be on Babylon 5. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it has a cult following.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yes. I didn't know that. But I mean, you know what I remember about it? I remember Daniel about. That they just were super nice people. There are a lot of nice people that do that, that do the extra stuff, right?
Well, and you get to know the crew more than like the principal actors in it. And you guys are just all exhausted together. So it's a kind of a bonding thing.
You know, it's a slog. It is to do that type of stuff.
Yeah. You told me a funny story, Daniel, when we were doing the pre-interview yesterday about that you used to have a very long beard. Like very, very long, and that you changed to get more roles on the zombie show.
What's the t-shirt? Let me see the t-shirt. What's the t-shirt say?
Huh? Oh, have you seen that before?
There we are.
Old school.
Can you still be a mobber? Look at that face. Look at that face. Can you stand up again, sir? That's a collector's item right there. That face is not the face that's sitting to the right of me right now.
No. Look at that. Look at that. Wow. Look at the change.
Yeah, he had hair.
That's happened.
Metamorphosis.
Wow. Man, oh man, a chef. Yeah,
were you concerned as a card carrying mobber when our boy was sick?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you light a candle for him?
Oh, I played a Sarah McLachlan song and lit a candle.
Oh. From the bottom of my heart, thank you.
It worked. It worked.
It did. It was the McLachlan record, I think.
But, well, that's cool.
But your beard used to be chest length, and what did you do to ensure more employment on the zombie show?
I kept trimming it so I looked different. So like in season two, I was a bounty hunter hanging at the top of a truck, and then I would make the beard go a little bit shorter.
When you say hanging at the top of a truck, do you mean like really hanging?
Standing in the bed of the truck as it was going around corners, and I'm holding onto the roll bar at the top.
Okay.
Of it.
All right. Very cool.
Yeah,
right,
it was listening. Probably not safe.
Wow, that's still a cool shot.
Yeah, it is.
When you said because I really think it's important to always support the woman behind the man. Your kind of wife, Aaron. So yes. are you a sinner? Is that what it is, Daniel?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Sinning like crazy. Yeah.
How long have you kids been together, you and Aaron?
Almost 15 years.
Oh,
15 years.
Good for you.
And no desire on either one of you to make it official at all?
You know, things have been kind of crazy. I mean, she had a round of cancer that happened and we had to move across the thing. So it's like, I'm like, we're literally already doing this and we already have a toaster. What's the point?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Because I was thinking a great theme wedding would be Ernest goes to the altar.
There is no way she would let that happen.
Oh, there not a big supporter.
Also,
I'll let you two dorks just discuss that.
I had from a man who's just been married 5 years. It feels like forever. Mm. Don't rush it. Like, there's no need to rush.
I'm going to say the opposite. I'd say, you know, it takes it to a whole nother level. Obviously, you've been through health crises together, you know, and it's just, but, you know, you pulled out the big casino card right away when I talked about marriage. So I know for a fact you're the one that doesn't want to get married. Yeah. I know that for a fact, Daniel.
What are the tax implications?
The tax implications. I don't know, Spokane. don't know it that well.
Yeah.
You know, as far as what it is.
Yeah. Is this financially feasible? Should we do this, honey? Should we, like, let's check out the, like, that's a romantic way to go for it. Yeah.
And the last thing I wanted to ask you about was your nut allergy once resulted in Ray Liotta being pissed at you. The late, great Ray Liotta. Tell me about that, please.
Well, I rest easier now that he's dead because I know that he won't come after me because he's, you know, he's not angry anymore, I guess.
Wow, he must have been really pissed.
So, okay, so this was the first extra job that I got. And it was a good 6 hours of, at the beginning of it, nothing. Just that you put you in a trench coat and you put your gear on and I'm just sitting there waiting. They're like, all right, we're breaking for lunch, which is at like 8 or 9 at night. Uh-huh. And we have to wait for all the actors to come through. So Ray Liotta comes in at a very small dude. I was just expecting him to be much taller.
Really?
No. Hmm. Yeah. And comes through and gets all the stuff. And then they are like, all right, you guys can eat. I went and ate some salad and it had nuts in it. And I'm allergic and they didn't label it or anything. And I just went over to the medic. And I'm like, hey, can I get like a couple Benadryl? I'll be good. Just that'll be fine.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
to take care of the allergic reaction, right?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. and they said they can't. They have to go to the on-set medic.
Oh.
So they had to use walkie-talkies, get me in a van, take me down to set. And Ray Liotta's against a brick wall with like a flashlight and a gun. It's this like intense scene. And the van pulls up with headlights, just light up Ray Liotta, and they yell cut. And he just looks up that he wished that was a real gun, probably, and just wanted to probably take me out.
Like, so you were integral enough to the scene where you had to be on there in that spot you were in for this scene to continue. So you delayed the production for a while, right?
Yeah, I didn't need to be in the scene. I just needed a pill to interrupt the scene.
So the headlights was what ruined the shot.
Yeah.
Because okay, very good.
Because they raced the pill to you.
You and your
nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was the most embarrassing thing on a first. I'm like, well, I'm never going to be doing anything here again. Like, they're not
going to. Benadryl's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
As somebody who has an allergy also, when they load you up with that, with an antihistamine like that, it's pretty, you know, you can take like more than the regular doses of Benadryl and, you know, kind of go to Happy Land for a while.
Oh,
I've done that a couple of times because I'm allergic to the imaging solution they give you. So I've taken them by mouth and at one point during one of my many health scares I took a liquid Benadryl and
this amazing rectally feeling. Right,
it's no, I wish it was, Rob. Like all medications, I wish they were taken like that. I remember going right up to the wall of nausea and then really go into Happy Land where it's like, blee, blah, blee, blah, blah. Benadryl, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, take it with beer, Mike. It'll make you sleep forever.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Is there anybody, before we let you go, is there anybody you want to say hello to, Daniel?
Yeah, I just my buddies that got me connected up with you guys. Chris Miller, Mike Judge. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for your incredible support of the show. We appreciate that. Stay warm out there in Spokane. And to you and Aaron and your son, Sam, who's, I'm sure, a really cool kid, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, Daniel. It's been great having you on the show, buddy.
Thank you guys so much. This was awesome. Happy Thanksgiving to all of y'all.
There he goes. That's it. That's Daniel Boatsman, everybody. We will take a short break, and when we come back, you know, we'll see if we can, you know, twist his arm and get some of that Jim Varney stuff. No, we won't be doing that.
That's a mobber. Get a hat.
That is a Rob Mobber right there. We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
The dog's a ball sniffer because the dog was sniffing Michael's balls.
Yeah, but it's fine for you to go into the bathroom and make sure he washes his balls.
We don't have the balls context.
No, we don't have
the balls context. Is make sure you wash your butt. Make sure you wash your balls.
Does she remind you too?
Make sure you get all your cracks.
That's right.
Make sure you wash your balls. Make sure you wash your butt.
Make sure you get all your cracks.
That's right.
O'Mara Ball Wash, yeah.
The
Mara Ball Wash, great on the golf course and a lifesaver in the home. For more squeaky clean fun, get a subscription to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and be in the know with the TMOS Bonus Show. O'Mara Ball Wash,
yeah. What did you come in here for? What's going on?
I just wanted to say hi.
Aww. Okay, well, I'm in the middle of doing the show right now. Your sister's, you happy to have your sister?
Can you ask him a question for me, Mike?
Right here, where are the headphones?
Yeah. Buddy? Where's his setup?
Yeah.
Pick him up.
His rig.
Yeah, he's got a whole broadcast rig there.
Yeah.
All right, come on over here. All right. Here we go.
Hello.
All right, go ahead.
So, Michael, do you have your tickets?
To what?
The gun show.
Oh, yeah, Michael's got the shirt off here. Yeah, do a little flexi-wexy for everybody. Go on. You don't want to flex the arms?
I have a riddle for Michael.
Oh, I love a riddle.
Oscar's got a riddle for you. Yeah.
Share this with your friends, all right?
Oh, boy. Right.
What has three letters and starts with gas? What has three letters and starts with gas? Yeah. I'll give you the answer now, but you can stump all your family members and your friends.
Okay.
It's all a right. car.
Car. Oh, get it. It starts with gas.
Yeah.
What are you?
I get it.
Yeah. Right.
And if you want to balance it with a funny joke, try this one.
How do you top a car?
You tap on the brake, stupid.
What's on your arm here? Hold on. What's that? What did you? It's like a welt or something. Did I beat you last night?
You just don't listen.
All right. Do you want to say hi and happy Thanksgiving to everybody?
Hi. And I hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving this year.
Nice. Are you? Is there anything you're particularly looking forward to on Thanksgiving? I think you said it yesterday. Turkey.
Yeah, and gravy.
A little pressure on Dad for that one. So you're having fun with your sisses?
Yeah.
Is everybody up now?
No.
No, Catherine's still sleeping?
Yeah.
I have another follow-up question just briefly before we go.
Go ahead, yeah. Oscar. Sure.
Do you have a favorite of your sister's boyfriends?
Oh, it's a good question.
They're both nice men. Come on, into the microphone, please.
I don't know.
Okay, good answer.
Fair enough.
All right, get out of here. That was difficult.
Know.
Oscar's making trouble. Put the headphones down. All right, get out of here. See you later. Do you want to play Jingle Bells for everybody?
Away in the Major.
Turn the music down, Ross, and then I'll get
better.
Remind me to get to the commercial. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Mike? I was wondering if you could you do the commercial over Away in the Manger?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Let's listen to this. All right. That's my speaker. That's the new speaker that I got. All right. There. Just slide right over there.
Can I go into the car quickly?
Why? Oh, for your music? Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and get your music. While he's doing that, let me give you the ad.
Tip of the cap.
Let's do that. Very good. All right. This portion of our program is brought to you by our friends at Cornerstone. As the inflation numbers go, so do mortgage interest rates. The recent dip in inflation saw mortgage rates go down as well. See how that works? But what does this mean to you? Well, according to my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, this is a great time to buy a home. This higher rate environment has led to less competition for buyers and better deals now versus last year. Wherever you are in the home buying process, you need the experts at Cornerstone First Financial to help you navigate this housing market. Plus, history proves home prices will hold and ultimately increase throughout and after recessions. Call now to check out what these guys can do for you because they're the best. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one rated mortgage company of all TMOS listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And now he's been hiding.
His timing was excellent.
Perfect.
He could give Shannon a lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Timing is everything.
Very, very exciting. All right. All right. So now there are two.
Dad, I have an outlet where you can plug in something.
Oh, he wants to go through the board.
No, you don't need to. It's loud enough where it'll be fine.
Can he go through the board on that piano?
They need to have the proper cordage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Let me get that.
It's an electric piano, man.
Then Away in the Major. Okay?
You're gonna play what?
Oh, it's a medley.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yay! Bravo, bravo. All right, here, put your headphones on.
And for my next number.
Yeah. You have anything from the Wu-Tang Clan?
Nothing Wu-Tang.
Do you have anything by DaBaby?
Away in a Manger. Let's go. Here we go. Wu-Tang. All right.
Oh, he's Wu-Tang. Doing the Wu-Tang dance, but not the not the song.
That's funny.
Settle down, children.
Okay.
That's the new one. He hasn't really rehearsed that one a lot.
At least he's playing. This is great.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Michael William O'Mara, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so jealous. I always wanted a kid that could play piano. Yeah. That is so cool.
I always wanted a kid.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
well.
You very much.
Yeah.
You can get a piano.
You, apparently, you got to buy one.
Great job. Yeah.
Good job. Aw, look at that.
Today, can we go to Little Caesars and get the
car? Little Caesars?
Gross.
You want to go to Little Caesars?
Later on in the day.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, we'll talk about
it. He's planning out his meals just like Mike does.
If you, I think if you have 3 kids at that clinic, they give you a piano.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you make out like a winner. Everyone's a winner, Mike.
I didn't know Little Caesars was a staple of your home.
It's not a staple of our home. Shut up.
They've got that pepperoni supreme.
Shut up.
Corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know.
Pizza.
This is the homepage.
Hold on a second.
See, I see he's inherited your appetite.
Thank you. I've been eating my way through the week. All right. I'm just trying to get this.
It's like 10 a.m. What are we doing for lunch?
Hey, I know we don't talk about Bruce Lee a lot, but with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the name has come up a lot since the Quentin Tarantino movie. He died, for those of you that don't know, mysteriously in 1973, all the way back in 73,
wow.
At the age of 32. His official cause of death is cerebral edema, which is basically swelling of the brain, but it's still unclear what caused it. Some have suggested that it was a sensitivity to a painkiller that Bruce had taken before he died. Others said it could have been caused by injuries that he'd sustained. And there are plenty of conspiracy theories, too. Now, almost 50 years later, some researchers believe the swelling may have been from Bruce drinking too much water.
My God.
Oh, wow, really?
The idea that he died of hyponatremia. Hyponatremia, which is a low concentration of sodium in blood, which can be caused by too much water or fluid in the body. It's very hard to drink enough water to kill you. I know those DJs had that lady that
Oh my God,
died,
the wee
right?
for your wee.
Wee for your wee.
Yeah.
But it has happened in rare cases during extreme physical activity when a rush of hydration can cause your body to fall out of balance. Witnesses did note that Bruce was drinking water the day he died. Well, everybody drinks water. I mean, but it doesn't sound like...
This is not a suicidal gesture.
He was downing glass after glass in an abnormal way. But it's possible that he could have suffered chronic kidney problems by over-drinking over a period of time or in conjunction with a series of other factors. So some people have been putting a lot of effort into thinking about this. Bruce had been known to experiment with all fluid diets, like one of just carrot and apple juice. There are a lot of other things that could contribute to kidney issues, alcohol, drugs, painkillers, medicine, diuretics. For the record, he had suffered headaches and even had a previous issue with brain swelling in the months leading up to his death. This is probably a coincidence, but Bruce had been known for the quote, "Be water, my friend." So they're thinking maybe it was too much water.
No chance. It's been mysterious forever. And I've been a Bruce Lee file for some time.
Yeah.
And it just, there are a lot of people that were interested, not just in his fortune, but he had a lot of enemies. He made a lot of enemies.
Because he was a very arrogant guy.
Yeah.
Like the movie shows, that's not spot on, of course, but he had that kind of attitude.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
where he'd like to pontificate.
You kind of had to if you were going to break through as, you know, within that industry back then, especially.
It's not like he had it handed to him either. Yeah.
He was the badass. Yeah. Woody Harrelson presented Michael J. Fox with an honorary Oscar called the Gene Hirschhold Humanitarian Award at the 13th Annual Governor's Awards on Saturday. This is great. This is why I love Woody Harrelson. In his speech, Woody talked about the time he visited Michael in Thailand on the set of the 1989 movie Casualties of War. They went through a jungle and ended up at a cobra and mongoose fight. God. After the mongoose won, the blood of the cobra was poured into a glass, then mixed with Thai whiskey. Woody said, drinking the cobra blood is called, quote, becoming brother to the snake. Here's the quote. Mike and I drank lots of things together, and he can hold his own, but Mike promptly vomited his snake cocktail. Never could hold his cobra blood. It's just a funny story.
It is.
When Michael accepted his award, he told Woody, I love you. We did some damage in the 80s. That's just a great
If you were at a cobra and mongoose fight, who would put their money on the mongoose? I would always vote on the cobra.
Oh, absolutely not. They kill... That's the mongoose and the cobra. They're one of the few creatures that are known as snake killers. You didn't know that?
I didn't. I would think that a cobra would strike fast, though.
Well, they strike fast, but the mongoose... I've watched a lot of videos on this subject.
Okay, I see.
They are... faster than the cobra strikes, and they dance around them to the point where usually the snake gets exhausted from holding its body up. Snakes don't. Snakes are not durable as far as lasting a long time when they do this. And then the mongoose has very sharp teeth that are able to dispatch the cobras and the other snakes very
quickly. This is an educational show. Next time, money's on the mongoose.
Stick with me, Rob. Absolutely. 4 years ago, Elton John announced he'd be retiring after one last farewell tour. His last tour was called his last tour. His farewell went on for years. Last Sunday, he finally wrapped things up with his final North American show, a send-off in L.A. But while this may be his last tour, this might not be the end of Elton as a performer. His husband and manager, David Furnish, says, quote, it's really important to make a distinction between Elton retiring from touring and his very last public performance for the very last time. Will Elton return as a live performer? I hope so. It's in his blood. He doesn't want to shut the door completely. I believe that.
Yeah.
He adds that he doesn't think he'll do another residency in Vegas, but he could do one-off shows here and there, which I think is great. Yeah. I'd love to see him.
I know you met him once. Did you ever see him perform?
No, I did not.
Because his voice is gone. His voice is shot. He can barely sing anymore.
Well, not totally shot. You know, Paul's is shot. Paul McCartney's is shot.
Yeah, but he has a lot of money, so it's okay.
So does Elton John.
I'm just giving Rob a hell. I'm just giving Rob a hard time.
But you know, Mike, I wish I could say he sounded good as he did on the last tour. I wish I could say that.
Paul?
Yeah, he's. I mean, rest, Paul. Rest. Yeah, rest the instrument.
He does. He does this. I've seen Elton recently.
Yeah.
A couple of videos of his performances. He does it kind of in a lower register, and he doesn't sustain the notes.
Philadelphia Freedom.
But he still does a great performance.
Yeah, and he's a great piano player.
The show is choreographed beautifully, so we'll see. All right, fat guys all around us, pay attention to this.
Yes.
I'll have to use the fat guy voice for
this. Okay.
Krispy Kreme announced today the release of its new Santa's Bake Shop.
Oh.
It's the Santa's Bake Shop collection featuring three new donuts inspired by Santa himself and Mrs. Claus's recipe book, including sugar cookies, gingerbread, and red velvet cake, starting Friday. In addition to the three new festive donuts, Krispy Kreme is also welcoming back its popular Santa Belly and Chocolate Iced with Holiday Sprinkles donuts. Here are the new products from the bake shop. New sugar cookie donut.
That is an
original glazed donut iced with sugar cookie icing and topped with a sugar cookie sprinkle blend.
Oh, my God.
Because you're not getting enough sugar with a simple glazed donut.
Yeah.
You want to do more. New gingerbread cookie crumb donut. A donut filled with gingerbread cream cheese you can eat.
Oh.
Dipped in white icing, topped with gingerbread cookie crumbs and holiday sprinkle blend, which they also used in the
They're really, really just catering to fat people when they describe it as white icing. Not a flavor, not anything like, just white icing. Yeah.
White icing topped with gingerbread cookie crumbs, holiday sprinkles, and then drizzled with gingerbread icing.
No. That's why exciting. Mess with a why mess with a classic?
I'd try it. I'd try. I mean, I would definitely try it at this point.
New red velvet cake donut. Oh,
I love red velvet. Love it.
Here, you'll love this. A glazed red velvet cake donut topped with cream cheese icing and red velvet cake crumbles.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No,
don't mess all with the red velvet. Why do you're saying no because you can't eat any of it anyway.
No, if I were to go to Krispy Kreme, it wouldn't be for one of those frilly, fancy one-off donuts. I'd get the real thing.
But they're limited edition.
So? It doesn't mean don't try mess them? With a classic.
One is the Santa Belly Donut, a fan favorite, filled with cream. Dipped in red icing and decorated like the big guy.
That might be all right.
With icing and a belt buckle sugar piece.
Sugar piece.
It tastes really good, too. I'm going to eat the buckle first.
Eat the buckle first, of course.
And finally, chocolate iced with holiday sprinkles donut. Always chocolate. I got to hate chocolate donuts. Always have. Chocolate iced with holiday sprinkles and original glazed. Dipped in chocolate icing and topped with a holiday sprinkle blend. They're really hawking that holiday sprinkle blend.
Well, they bought a lot of it. Mike, there's another product that you didn't mention. It's a cruller. They call it the Blue Toe.
The Blue Toe. Yes, sirree. The Lose Your Foot Donut. And now this is for Pony. Pony, this is great. If you've been mulling a relocation, there's a sunny spot in Italy that's calling your name. Big bucks for you to sweeten the pot, too. The town of, I think it's called Presice. It's located in the country's southern Puglia region. Ah. Is offering interested parties around $30,000 to scoop up an empty residence, renovate it, and become a local. Homes that qualify for the promotion, all built before 1991, go for about $500 per 10 square feet. Meaning buyers can purchase a 540-square-foot home, about the size of yours, Oscar, that needs some TLC for a little more than $25,000. The reason for the promotion, authorities hope that luring more folks into the area will help offset its issues with depopulation. The town's mayor said 150 locals died last year, but only five dozen babies were born.
No.
Oh, they're dropping like the flies. Hey,
do you have Krispy Kreme donuts in that village?
Oh, yes, sirree. The Blue Toe Crawler. Enjoy it.
Eat the buckle.
Yeah, but the good news with that $500 a month, the rent stays at the same as before. And
what inflation?
A little something, something. A 21-year-old hot dog vendor named Yanni Yanis allegedly stabbed another hot dog vendor in a turf war. It happened in downtown San Diego Saturday night outside of Petco Park, where an event was happening. Police say there was a brawl, 10 to 15 people involved in it. Vendors from L.A. set up where the San Diego vendors were supposed to be, and I think it was a little brouhaha. Cops say Yanis stabbed a 31-year-old man in the back. He was arrested, and the victim was hospitalized. This kicker is so crappy. It's such a lazy,
happy holidays.
Bad kicker, but it makes me laugh because I'm already thinking about it. Let me start again. Okay. Be a pro. Hey, ass, be a pro. All right, it's the holidays. All right, I don't care about you. Be a pro. The cops say Yanis stabbed a 31-year-old man in the back. He was arrested. The victim was hospitalized. There's video of the aftermath in a new report online where people are still casually buying and eating hot dogs as the police are on the scene. No details yet on what specifically caused the beef. I don't know what's wrong with me. Such a crappy kicker. That's my holiday. No, that's like, there are going to be multiple days off.
The setup saved it, actually. The setup saved it, and the fact that you were telegraphing what was to come. I loved it.
You undersold, and then you covered.
I delivered. Right. We'll be right back.
The dog's a boss.
All right, class, settle down. It's story time. Today I'm going to read you the story of The Hungry Bolivian by Amy Tinker. Oscar was a very hungry Bolivian. He was so hungry that on Monday he ate...
Bang, bang, chicken wrap.
Three soft tacos.
Grapes and granola.
Green bean casserole.
I got the gobbler bowl.
And then on Tuesday he had...
Taco Bell. Bean burrito.
Fanta.
Fufu berry.
May I just set the table?
Burrito and chips.
Vegan cinnamon roll.
Chipotle, Mexican grill.
Wednesday and Thursday he was still hungry because he he's never, ever full.
I'm never, ever full.
So he ate
pineapple cream
stuffing,
watermelon soda,
snacks.
I bit my tongue.
Pure cane sugar.
Extra sour black cherry.
I can't wait.
If you're hungry for laughs, get a delicious subscription to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Click the link at Mike O'Mara Show today and bon appetit, ass.
I'm still hungry.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, I got the whole fam in town, and for the second night in a row, I'll be honest with you. Before I had my relationship with Solo Stove, yeah, I had a little gas table that has the flames coming
sure,
out. We
sure
have now taken, it's a very nice piece of furniture,
mm-hmm,
but we have moved that off to the side on the patio, and we are enjoying the hell out of our Solo Stove with the real wood,
mm-hmm,
and
yes,
oh, the so kids. Great. The kids were out there, not to the wee hours, but they were out there for a while, and I was out there because it's been a little chillier
yeah
than normal down here, and it's spectacular. And what was so funny is Carla posted a video of the Solo Stove when we were sitting all around it, and it was a real comment by my daughter, who but it sounded so fake the way she did it, because she's looking at it and goes, there really is no smoke. And we posted that online.
Yeah.
We're talking about Solo Stove.
Yeah.
The smokeless fire pit.
They're great.
Fantastic.
Yes. Great.
We love them. And it's so nice to be down here with the family, sitting around the campfire. I love it. You can sit back, relax, actually enjoy the fire. They've got an early deals event going on. You can get a great deal on a Solo Stove fire pit. It truly, not only does it not have the stink and
right
the smoke of other fire pits, but the heat that it generates, it's fantastic. It's
yeah
like this little beautiful heater. It's designed to regulate airflow, burn more efficiently and effectively. There's a very little smoke, as you know, as my daughter said. I can't see any smoke.
There really isn't any smoke.
Mike, yeah, in fairness right to Elizabeth or Catherine, I felt the same way with Shannon. We were out back with the Solo Stove. We're like, this is true. Like, yeah, there's no smoke.
No smoke,
it's
and it
really
lights,
cool.
It
yeah
lights right away.
It's beautiful.
It's so
they
wonderful
offer a lifetime warranty, 30-day return policy. The perfect catalyst for getting outside and spending more time with the fam, which I don't get to do very often. And friends, too. We'll let them come by. We all have them. We all love them. Solo Stove, the best. Let the gifting begin. Shop Solo Stove's early deals event for huge site-wide savings. Get $10 off with promo code TMOS, plus a lifetime warranty and a free 30-day return. Get an extra $10 off holiday deals at solostove.com, promo code TMOS. Well, yes, family, family, family. It's all about that. I know that, you know, for 2 weeks every year, Oscar's father makes an appearance.
Yes.
At his home. He's back.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he's visiting.
He's back. What's always fun with my mom, she enjoys her downtime. So, but leading up to my father coming back into town, it's like, got to get geared up because dad's coming back to town. And
most of her life is downtime, though, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't for years. The past 4 years, it's been like he's gone for half the year and then he comes back for half the year, right?
Okay.
And when we were younger, he would be gone maybe for a month or 2 months overseas and then he'd come back, but never like these long. And what it feels like, Mike, is like she has her freedom, and this is
right
no indictment on my father. This is just
right
the dynamic.
She
has her freedom when he's gone, and she misses him, and she calls him on a regular basis. Like every day, they're like, you know, talking on the phone, WhatsApp. Yeah, because
he's free.
He's cheap. and then when he gets to coming back into town, I think anybody would feel this, be like, oh, your dad's coming back. Like, I gotta move this around. He's gonna like monopolize my time. And then so we show up on Sunday, Saturday for the weekend to see my parents, and my mom's like snuggled up next to him, like watching the news.
That's great.
Yeah. And then
that's wonderful.
I was like, oh, I said, look at this. All that lead up to this is, you must be so happy. She goes, this might be the last time he visits. And I said, this is in front of my father.
Oh,
and
no.
I said, what do you mean? She goes, I've been thinking about this. This probably is going to be the last World Cup we'll spend together, like this in this like sweet little Latin way. And my dad's like,
is this a mortality thing
yeah
she's talking about?
Because she's like, the World Cup's going to be in another 4 years. Who knows if he'll make it to 86?
Your mother This is the Latin lack of filter, right? If it's on her mind, it's out of... How is Dad reacting to this when she's basically saying he's going to be dead?
My dad says, ¿qué? And then my mom says, my mom says, I just kidding. And then she looks at me like she's not kidding. She's like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
No. Yoli.
And then she says,
oh my God.
De repente tengo que ir a Bolivia con él. So she's basically setting me up for her wanting to go to Bolivia to take care of my dad, air quotes. And I said,
so she's got it laid out. Let me just, so I'm clear, that his health will fail in the next few years and she'll have to relocate to Bolivia to take care of
him? Yeah. And I said, Mom, you go to Bolivia, all your freedom is going to be taken away.
Gone.
Yeah, gone. And she says, pero quién le va a cuidar? Like, who's going to take care of him? And my dad's like, I don't need you in Bolivia. Like, basically saying, don't come down, lady. Don't come down, right?
Yeah. He's got the other family.
Yeah, the other family's going to find out. That's all. That is all alleged. And it's just this old couple that swears that they hate each other on their off time, right?
But they love each other.
They love each other.
Yeah.
And they're growing old together. And and my dad's got the, you know, as you get older, we all get these, I guess, the in-ears or whatever it is. The
hearing aid?
The hearing aids. But yeah. He's got a different type of hearing aid. And my dad will selectively decide he didn't hear something now. Because my mom will leave the table. And I'm like, hey, Dad, like, I think something's up with your hearing. He goes, oh, no, I heard everything. I just didn't want to fight. which is wild. It's just nice to see them grow old together.
The hearing aids are a great tool, Mike. My dad has ones now that are Bluetooth, so he can listen to podcasts directly into his hearing aids from his phone.
Right.
And
then
his wife, Kathy, has earbuds in all the time. And if you ever spend time with them, it's just them walking around the apartment going, what? What?
What? You know what? I swear, watching with the whole family, I have my AirPods Max, the real headphones,
that
got me that for my birthday in June, and I love them. So I pop the subtitles on now too when I'm watching a mumbling show.
You know, and there's a lot of them out there.
There are tons of them out there. As far as the World Cup is concerned,
yes,
I got some young guys here in the house, so we logged a little time with the World Cup.
We watched here at work.
What a suck fest.
Yeah, yesterday's
United
game,
States versus Wales. Fest. What is the deal? I mean, do we have a crappy team? Is that what it is? What's going on?
It's a young team.
Where's the urgency, for Christ's sake? Come on.
I don't think there's any urgency in soccer.
As my wife said, when's something going to happen? Because I forced her to watch it.
It was on several TVs around the office yesterday.
And I forced anybody that walked into my office
terrible
to watch
game.
It. And no one seems to be into soccer as much as, you know, this guy that has a Latin background. They're into rooting for the U.S., which I appreciate.
So that's where I came down.
Right? Team
like,
USA.
And I am told by Connor, Elizabeth's boyfriend, Connor, that Connor says that the German team and the English team and the French team, a whole nother level that these guys are dominant.
Well, isn't the German team the most hateful soccer team?
Okay, there you go. I knew you'd make a Nazi. Anything Germany, it's always Nazis with you.
Terminator music, because John Connor, we can play that every time we talk about Connor. Right?
Yeah, that'd
be fun.
Everyone will recognize that music.
So I watched a good chunk of it yesterday, but you know, it's getting down to the 90-minute mark, and then of course the referee has the secret additional time on his watch.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a guessing game. Stoppage time. That the referee knows and nobody else knows. Where's the urgency?
Okay.
You got like you're at the 89-minute mark. What the hell? Run a little faster, USA. Come on.
This is a common, and I agree with you, it wasn't the best showing. It wasn't the best showing. We should have won that game.
It's a tie, by the way.
We should have
United
moved along.
States tied Wales.
Yes.
A country like this, the size of, Buffalo.
Leaves you wanting more. It is concerning. The group they're in, you know, there's a possibility of them breaking out. You got to believe. But as a sport, if you remember, Mike, when we were in Maine the last time at the World Cup, our lives crossed paths. We were in Maine, and we were watching it with was it Paul? your son-in-law. I had
you
a jersey. Yeah,
so soccer guys.
This
and
is too
Michael was a Division I soccer player at Colgate University. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He
yeah.
Loves
so we were the, into the it, right? They end up losing that game. It's funny because I walked by Rob Ford, and Rob Ford's like, he goes, I never really understood how people get so, because when something actually does happen, much like golf, when you actually see, you know the game, you understand it, you get excited, and the World Cup is the pinnacle. Now, the World Cup in Qatar, the atmosphere is lacking in my eyes. Like, it's just, it's not what you usually see in Latin America or in Europe, where it's just these crowds are crazy, right?
Right.
They're rad.
Right.
In fact, I think this you'll find this funny. For the World Cup opener, the Venezuelan, the Ecuadorian contingent, that it was Ecuador versus Qatar, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were all chanting, "We queremos cerveza," which means we want beer because it's a dry stadium.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's a dry stadium.
That's
and they pulled the fast one on them with that.
Yeah.
Well, when's the next USA game?
It's Friday, Black Friday.
Right. Oh, Black Friday against England, right?
Yes, yeah, you can't go wrong there. That's going to be interesting.
We'll see what happens with that. Listen, we are running short on time.
But there are games all week. Like today, there are games.
Yeah, they had it on when I came in here. They'll have it on when I come back out.
Time difference. Time difference, too, so you got to watch out for that.
More scoring. That's what I want. We'll talk to Rob about his fam when we come back very briefly, and then we've got a great Town of Sound coming up. We are flying through this show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Order! Had a great drive to school with my kid who was talking about Harvard. Said he wants to be a lawyer. Dad, I think I want to be a lawyer. I said, why is that? He said, because I like to argue.
He could be, you know what? Kid lawyer.
Your Honor, I object.
I'll allow it.
Have you been heard on a podcast? It's no time to play grab ass, fella. It's time to get tough and call the law offices of Michael William O'Mara, kid attorney.
So an Irishman walks into a pub.
O'Mara is on the case and you'll get the money you deserve. The Mike O'Mara bonus show is so funny, it should be illegal. Get a bonus show subscription today through the link at MikeOMaraShow.com. Michael William O'Mara, kid attorney.
Oh yeah, it's driving me nuts.
He knows all about the birds and the bees, but it's his opponents in the courtroom who are really
you can't handle the truth.
Always turn the microphone on when you're doing a show. Whether you're discovering new places around town or really going the distance, you can experience even more with an electric e-bike. The brand new Electric XP 3.0 is designed to handle tougher terrain and longer trips while giving you their best ride yet. Right now, for a limited time, you can save up to $250 on their Black Friday bundle with the purchase of any 3.0 light or premium electric e-bike. But it's only available now through November 25th. You can go up to 45 miles on one charge and reach up to 28 miles per hour with the powerful 500-watt motor, which is now quieter with more torque for more power with less noise. Oscar's in love with his, and you're getting two of them, right? You're
going to have another one? This is what's fantastic is that, you know, for the BS that you have to deal with, dealing with a car, parking it, moving it around.
God, as a city dweller.
Yeah, this scooter, like, it just goes. And there's no reason not to have something just get you there, not sweaty, you know, no drama. Even this cold weather, when I'm bundled up, I get here so quickly, it's just like, okay, we're good to go.
If you consider parking in the city, it's actually, the thing pays for itself.
Yeah. Electric e-bikes are foldable, ship-free, fully assembled. They include a removable battery, a bright LCD display, 7-speed gearing, and 5 levels of pedal assist to power your ride. It's their smoothest ride yet. Start your next adventure with Electric XP 3.0 today. Order now and save up to $250 with a special Black Friday bundle. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Now, Rob Spiewak, you had mentioned a couple of days ago that there was a little health thing with oldest.
There's been no, not with my oldest at all. Right now, Robert.
Well, he's got the flu, right?
Robert had the flu that turned into strep throat.
So Julia had something going on.
No, Blakelyn, his girlfriend, who was kind enough to bring Robert home last week, and she's been staying with us for a few days. She won't be here for the holiday, but Robert's girlfriend has been staying with us. She goes back to Morgantown
really
this week, today, as a matter of fact.
And you like this kid, right?
She's sensational. The more I get to know her, the better I like her. And
oh, that's sweet.
She is super. And I'm sad she won't be here for the holiday, actually. But I think she brings out the best in Robert.
And it's wow, nice. What an amazing compliment.
That's hard to feel.
And her parents would love to hear that, I'm sure.
So I'm sorry to see her go, but she has been having some abdominal pain. Mm-hmm. And it's probably, it has to do with her lady parts, Mike. So I won't get into the details to embarrass anybody, but she was a little sore when she got to our house last Friday. And so she's been treating it with taking it easy, putting a heating pad on it. And she's been, you know, pretty tough about it. And she comes home. Robert can barely talk. He's coming out of the flu, and he's just been diagnosed with strep throat, a wicked case. He's on a 10-day antibiotic run right now. He's starting to, yesterday was the first day he started to feel human.
Jeez.
I know.
You got the sick house over there in Spiewak land.
So Saturday night, Robert is feeling a little better. We have some dinner, and we sit down to watch A Christmas Story Christmas. And
God, we never got the review of that.
And Blakelyn stands and walks. She leaves the room, which is not like her, because she's pretty social. And I say, are you okay? And she says, oh, I hurt really bad right now. I said, well, let's go to the emergency room. And she says, oh, you don't want to do that. That's not, you know, I can go. I said, no. And I realized that I was taking like a fatherly role towards
her. Yeah, but you're being active. That's great.
And also I thought, God, it's so lucky I wasn't drinking. Because if I had been, I would have just said, well, have fun.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it. So Robert and I and her, we all got in the car. We went to the emergency room. And thank God they found nothing wrong. They double-checked everything. Mm-hmm. They said, do a follow-up in about a week. But we were at the ER from like 7 p.m. till about 1 in the morning.
Wow.
Great service.
Jesus.
And it was...
Were you being sarcastic?
I am being sarcastic, Mike. God. And also, you know what? It was a Saturday night.
Oh, Jesus.
And normally when I go to the emergency room, I'm the one in the bed. It's not so bad. But
you're back.
I was... do you want me to punch your card?
But everything okay?
Yeah, they double-checked everything, and they said, follow up with your OB, but there's nothing here to keep you. And I said, you know what, Blakelyn? I know this was a suck night, but thank God we got it checked out, because now you can rest easy tonight knowing that it's not any sort of
proactive,
huge problem. And this was so sweet, because Robert is so genuinely worried about, he's got it bad for this girl. It's really kind of sweet to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking out of the hospital at like 1 a.m, they're holding hands. And, you know, he's just coming off the strep. Mm-hmm. She's hobbling because she's in pain still. He looks at her and says, pretty great break so far, huh?
That's too bad. Yeah. And but did she get better?
She is better. She's much better today. Yeah. And so
it's been recent.
Then. Yeah. So she's leaving today.
I thought it was Julia for some reason.
No,
God's sake.
No, Julia is fine.
She's the Iron Woman.
Yeah. And she will come home tomorrow. I said, what time you planning on being home? Because Carrie wants to have dinner for you guys on Wednesday night. I'll have all my kids under my roof tomorrow, including Jack. Which
I know
is
how that feels.
Julia's boyfriend.
He's coming home.
And I look
by
forward
the way,
to-
that's my, just when you say it, I have to say, Jack! The sideways Jack.
I look forward to seeing him, because you
that's
know, I've only seen
clicks,
him in-
Jackson. All right, go ahead.
Seen Jack and hung out with Jack in either his work environment or out to dinner. I've never like spent
this is any- the mascot, right?
Yeah, so I look forward to getting to know him. But I said, Julia, what time do you think you're going to be home tomorrow? This is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. She's in Richmond, 120 miles south of Leesburg on the 95 corridor. She said, we'll leave sometime. It shouldn't be too bad traffic-wise. I said, have fun!
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I remember, if I'm not mistaken, last year you raced home and she didn't come home for a while.
That was not Thanksgiving. That was another time,
okay,
though. But
gotcha,
when
gotcha.
I said, I want to be home at
for dinner.
5.
Yeah.
And she got home at like
midnight.
For those
of you that might not know Northern Virginia and the state of Virginia, there are really no viable options.
No, there aren't.
That's
the
problem.
You could do Route 1 if you wanted to drive 20 miles an hour.
That's not a viable option.
Every stoplight.
But
it's horrible.
But there are no, you know, down even in the state of Florida, we got a bunch of different routes you can take to places.
Yeah.
You really can. It's rural, probably a little slower. But in Virginia, it's tough. So, I mean, everybody is going to be on 95.
I said, leave as early as you can, like even before daylight if you can. Come up here and take a nap. She says, I don't know. We'll do the best we can. Smiley face emoticon. And I'm just like, I can't tell her anything.
And because we don't have much time, and I want to just get it in there, the Christmas Story Christmas, which we are going to knock out, I believe, sometime this weekend.
We watched it Sunday night.
Yes.
And I will say this. The first 10 minutes, you're going to roll your eyes. You're
Who's
say,
in it again?
It's Peter Billingsley is back as Ralphie. The mother has passed away, so they replaced her with Julie Haggerty, who you know from Airplane.
See, okay, right there, I'm like, no.
She's
make
quite
the mother
good.
Just dead. Just
make quite
the
good.
Mother dead.
She's quite good.
Of course it's Julie Haggerty.
But Mike, God. If you get into the movie, I really liked it. I really, really liked it.
Okay.
But also, don't bail in the first 10 or 15.
Because I won't.
They have a lot of groundwork to lay.
Set it up.
And it's kind of forced, I would imagine.
A little
right?
bit, but then it gets into it, and I won't tell you why, but the movie did make me cry. I welled up.
Oh,
I welled
wow.
up. Yeah, it's a very, very sweet ending. It's really good.
Buckuses!
And you know what? It is so, I will say, almost reverential to the original film. That
okay.
you will appreciate it because you and I are students of the original film.
Okay.
So I think you're
going
to like, I can't wait to hear
As
what you think
so
about it.
As are so many other people. All right, that's good.
Yeah.
Christmas Story, Christmas. We got a lot of good done in those 2 seconds.
Yes.
I'm really glad
so
we caught up.
Text me this weekend after you see it. I want your thoughts.
Okay. We will take a break and we will come back with a very brief sound down. You are listening to the last regular show before the Thanksgiving holiday. And don't forget, we got a bonus show coming up tomorrow. So anyway, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm glad you liked it because now I'm a little psyched to watch it.
It's a feast of funny on the latest bonus show. Here's a small helping from the TMOS kitchen.
I know I'm not up there, but sometimes I want to go, I'm over here now.
We're there. We're here.
I'm over here now. Oh.
Mike, what is going on your face?
When you have a tattoo, you bleed.
Turkeys in captivity are disgusting, dirty creatures.
So I don't want to be a vampire anymore. I want to be a werewolf.
Let me make my point, for God's sake.
Can you get to it?
Anime falls under the Comic-Con umbrella, is what you're saying.
Yeah, there are some animes
Just
that definitely
say
fit.
Yes.
No.
5 out of 6 pilgrims say there's always room for the TMOS bonus show. Gift your loved one or treat yourself with a subscription now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Settle down, MacGyver.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Your fall routines are in full swing, and your schedule is getting busier, but that's okay, because Freshly is here to help. Let Freshly take care of your weekly meal prep with satisfying dishes delivered straight to your door. Get started today, and you'll get $140 off your first 5 orders. That's over a month of nutritiously portioned meals, all without the shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleanup. Freshly fits your lifestyle with plans tailored to every dietary preference. Choose from their signature collection or try their many gluten-free, dairy-free, and plant-based options, as well as carb and calorie-conscious favorites. Oscar loves Freshly, too. He is loving the pork carnitas. Oh, they've got carnitas now!
Mike, I gotta tell you, I know that my to-go list on my Apple Pay is just crazy, but the Freshlys keep me sane.
Yes,
they keep
they
me
do.
Sane. Keep me fit.
It's a good control bar.
I love it.
Yeah.
Ole. Revamp your routine this fall with Freshly and save now for a limited time. Order today and get $140 off your first 5 orders at freshly.com/TMOS. That's freshly.com/TMOS for $140 off your first 5 orders. Freshly.com/TMOS for $140 off your first 5 orders, people.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Thank you for respecting the bumper.
Yeah, I didn't want to be rude. Look, I think we'd be remiss to even this is going to be pushed to the bonus show, but I think our overall listenership should hear this. We lost one of the good ones, Mike, Chrissy Lewis.
Yes,
Chrissy
this
Lewis.
This past week.
Very sudden, very tragic, a freak accident and very, very, a horse accident.
Yeah.
Just very, very sad.
If you met her at one of the live events, you remember her. She just
one of
bubbled
the real
fun.
Spark plugs.
And, yeah. And yeah. Actually, I'm glad you brought it up, Oscar, because I have here a promo that she voiced for us, so we can hear her voice one more time. She did a pretty good Petula Clark impression. And this is a promo she did for us. And it's Chrissy Lewis, right?
Welcome to Sound Town.
Audio sounds that refine all around on the Mike O'Mara Show. Sound Town. For those in the know, our favorite part of the show, Rock's Fun Audio.
Oh, no!
Sound Town. Just tune into the podcast every day and you can listen. Share it with your friends so they can hear what they are missing. How can you lose?
Yeah.
Hilarious. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. Go to Sound Town. Things will be great. Go to Sound Town. On TMOS, it's Rob Sound Town. It's on the air waiting for you.
She was the kind of lady that when you met her, you were instantly afraid
so sweet.
Of her. And she will truly be missed.
I hate it. I'm so bummed out. Yeah, absolutely. We love you.
Thank you, Oscar, for bringing that up. Appreciate it. Mike, I brought this in for you. I forget. You've never hit a hole in one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got one.
You just got it last year. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah. But I tell you what never happened to you is you've never gone out with a buddy in England and hit a hole in one. And then right after that, the guy hits a hole in one after you.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Two consecutive shots, two consecutive holes in one. Odds of it happening, 17 million to one.
We got to the par 3 fifth hole. Jazz here teed off first. And lo and behold, you only got a hole in one, didn't you? Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course, he says. Yeah. So he does it every day. Very unusual to get a hole in one. I stepped up second and teed off, and you won't believe it, got a hole in one as well, which is totally unheard of, to have two holes in one on the same hole with consecutive players in the same competition.
I don't know what I would do. I would be just flipped out to see that.
There's a guy, Kevin, my buddy Kevin, really nice guy where I play, who got two in the same day on two separate par threes.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty special as well.
Of course, the second hole was only 9 yards. It's a very short course. He was playing from the ladies' tees.
Yeah, well, no, he had a, you know, we had the little mallets and multicolored balls and a clown's mouth and all that.
All right, let us close with this, Mike. I'm sorry that we have such an abbreviated vault today, but meanwhile in Florida, it's Polk County. Are you familiar with Polk County?
Yeah, I am. They got a big loudmouth sheriff up
there.
Yeah,
his name is Grady Judd.
Oh, really? This is a sheriff clip?
Yes.
This guy. This guy. I can't believe you got the sheriff. This
It's Sheriff Grady Judd of
Mean,
Polk County.
Grady is a mean sheriff. A mean man.
He went into amazing detail on the apprehension of a suspect. That's all I'm going to say.
It's what he does.
Look what he had in his hand. An AR-15. In addition to that, he had a handgun. Three of our deputies began to shoot. We hit Luke three times, twice in the right leg, once in the left leg, and once in the groin. And we've changed the looks of his groin forever, if you know what I mean.
I don't, but...
Great state.
Mike, that's Grady Judd, a sheriff in your state.
You know what I mean.
That's all what I got.
Yeah. Really, really a sensitive guy, isn't he? Yeah.
The looks of his groin.
This guy's. I'm not.
We hit one of his balls.
Now I'm afraid to say something because now I'm afraid of him all over again. Yeah. So this guy is a podcaster. And you know what I did? I drove right down to that part of Florida to see him eye to eye. Anyway,
we changed the look of his podcast, if you know what I mean.
And we washed
there
his balls.
Ball washer.
History and his crack. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll brand new bonus show. Don't forget, on your holiday, please grab those fruitcakes because next week is going to be our deadline.
Correct.
And we want you to buy a ton of them. Times are fleeting. Buy them for family. Buy them for friends. Yeah. And buy them for yourself because they're so yummy. We'll see you next time on the bonus show tomorrow. And then have a happy Thanksgiving. If you're not a bonus show subscriber, well, you should feel sad when you're eating your turkey. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Meara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment. Greedy Granny.